here to remind you that God always has your back. And when I say God, I'm not talking about any particular religion. This is just what I call that higher power, that source energy. You can call it the universe, you can call it your subconscious mind, you can call it your angels, or you can simply call it God. That creator source energy that is within all of us literally always has something better planned. So I am currently getting ready to go to Ultra. For those of you that don't know what that is, it is basically a music festival in Miami. And there's like a lot of like EDM artists, and it's a chill vibe. I've never personally been there, but I hear that a lot of my friends go there and they really like it. If you saw that video that I posted like 2 days ago, it was about overcoming poverty mindset. Overcoming a poverty mindset can mean a lot of different things. Specifically in those videos, I was talking about the aspect of self-worth and the aspect of your confidence, like being able to own your worth and stand by your boundaries. That is going to affect you deeper than you think, because it's not just going to reflect in your personal relationships, it's also going to reflect in your abundance, in the your ability to call in money and your ability to call in blessings in general, right? Like for example, in that video, honestly, this day has been crazy because I was not planning on going to Ultra. And actually, if you watch that video that I posted on how to overcome poverty mindset, I actually gave an example that a colleague reached out to me and tried to book me for an event at Ultra, but the amount that they were offering to pay was just too low for me. And even though I didn't have anything else planned today, like I was just gonna stay at home today, I still didn't wanna go and didn't want to work, because even though it was like, okay, it's $400 for both days, for me personally, like it just wasn't up to my standard. Totally fine, you know, the days go by. And then today, super last minute, an old friend of mine, someone that I literally hadn't spoke to in maybe even a year, at least 6 months I haven't spoken to this girl. And she hits me up out of nowhere. She's like, hey, what are you doing? Please tell me you're free today. And I'm like, I'm available. You know, I work from home, so my schedule's pretty flexible. And I didn't have anything planned today. And you will not believe what she says. She says that she literally last minute got free tickets to go to Ultra backstage. So it's like very exclusive seats. These tickets sell for anywhere about $3,000 a piece. So out of last minute, out of the blue, I got invited to go to this. And since I declined the other thing, the other opportunity, that they were gonna pay me $400 to work on camera for one of the brands like promoting at Ultra. And it was $400 for 2 whole days. It was a lot of work. Like, that's why I declined it. It wasn't a bad job offer, but it just was not something that I was comfortable doing for that amount. Thank God I declined it, because I passed up that $400 opportunity, and now God had a better plan for me, and God sent me this, which is now like $3,000 gift, basically just fell into my lap for no reason. This is the kind of magical shit that's going to happen to you when you let go of your outcomes, you let go of the physical reality, you focus on your desire, and you know your worth. When you're doing the inner work every single day, you're doing all the things that I teach in all my videos and all my courses. When you put in the effort, you do the inner work, you show up, blessings will come your way. When you know your worth and you say, no, I'm better than this, you are leaving room for something that's actually aligned to come to you. Just like how in my example, I said no to something that was unaligned. And now something even better, like way better has come my way. And if I had said yes to the other thing, I wouldn't be available and I wouldn't have been able to actually accept this new opportunity. So keep that in mind. I rejected a $400 situation and now I got gifted a $3,000 situation. So I almost like, I got it like triple, quadruple, not even, almost like ten times the amount that I declined has now fallen into my lap. Do you see this kind of like God math? This is what I call universe math. The universe is unlimited, but I'm just doing my makeup now to get ready and I wanted to like come on quickly and talk about this because God literally always has a plan. That's the beauty of manifesting and that's the beauty living along the path of personal growth and the law of attraction. You will be surprised along the way. Your intentions and what you want may not always happen exactly in that way, but know that God, the universe, has a bigger, better plan for you. You just have to calm down, know what your worth is, stand by your boundaries, and let it happen.